Blog Talk Radio.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girls.
We're controlling this.
Every single father, money over bitches like every one of my brothers. Claiming that you're wrong, but
Really niggas soluble as fuck, you came. Going after cops, a motherfucker animal, everything off the tongue shit. G-Daz, B-West, time to get it jumping.
Time to get it jumping. Young goons, let's get it popping, let's go, come on.
Lose control, baby, lose control. Wanna be so poppin', baby, hit the flow. Don't stop, now you finish the train. And when we turn in the club, we gon' do some more. Lose control, baby, lose control. Wanna be so poppin', baby, hit the flow.
To the aura, flow kinda crazy. Tighter ran thicker than Rosemary's baby. So nobody running with the way that I go in. Flow so mean, haters calling it the old man. This shit can get serious. Motherfuckers losing control when they hearing this. I go in, no doubt about it. These motherfuckers really ain't about it. They coward. I'm about to lose it. Don't make me prove it. And take a hot trip in the jump before I fool it. I'm so patient, these niggas can't take it. They see the big chain on the neck, no fake shit. I'm so legit, it's hard to quit. They see the flies on me like I'm the shit. So recognize who the fuck I be, cause these niggas can't fuck with me.
Feel me? Lose control, baby, lose control. Wanna be so happy, baby, hit the flow. Don't stop, you finish the train. And when we turn in the club, we gon' do some more. Lose control, baby, lose control. Wanna be so happy, baby, hit the flow. Don't stop, you finish the train. And when we turn in the club, we gon' do some more.
Jody losing control like she fishtailing. The whip getting her wet, fish scaling. Still staring, rims glaring. She know I let her get it rocking, Van Halen. But you know what it is when you see me. Low shirt, low kick, eyes up on that cheap shitty. Puffing on that green into the weed beat. Can't see my eyes thinking I'm blind, Stevie. But ain't no need to wonder. I gotta go in underdog slumber. She know I bring that thunder door. She ain't no whore, I got the number. Baby, what is looking like though? No Sierra, but little Missy losing control. Baby, what it looking like though? Far from a gardener, but I'm looking for a
hoe. Lose control, baby, lose control. Wanna be so happy, baby, hit the flow. Don't stop, you finish the train. And when we turn in the club, we gon' do some more. Lose control, baby, lose control. Wanna be so happy, baby, hit the flow. Don't stop, you finish the train. And when we turn in the club, we gon' do some more. Lose control, baby, lose control. Wanna be so I can baby hit the flow. I'm like, don't stop till you finish the show. And when we done in this club, we gon' do some more.
Hold up. We're about to get the show started. Definitely thank you, everybody, calling in, you know what I mean, checking up on us on Philly Shine. Definitely got Miss Beautiful Sue in the building. Can I call you Miss Sue? Or should I call you Mrs. Sue? Miss Feet. That's her fucking name. Mrs. Feet is her fucking name. But shout out to all the women doing their thing, independent, you know what I mean? Definitely Women's Day will be back next Wednesday, stronger than ever. I just saw J. Raina Smith doing her fucking thing, like her fucking thing. Just beautiful play, cold fucking blooded, and really silly too. You'll enjoy yourself. Come down to the Adrian Theater, 20th and Samson. Check her out. $20 a ticket. Come enjoy yourself. Bring a date. Don't bring your kids. Everybody got to be all grown because they got grown shit going on. You see some titties, some ass, some fake fucking, fake drugs, all this shit. But definitely, J. Raina, I would clap for you. I love you. You did your thing, girl. Big ups. But also, like I said, we got Mrs. Feet in the building. You know, Miss Sue in the building with us. And also, this night on Thursday, you know, it's our manly man night. We show love to the fellas. Definitely got a talented artist slash producer on the line, Mr. B-Wes. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's good with you?
Working hard, you know.
Working hard. I know, ain't that problem, working hard, you know what I mean, doing your fucking thing, being productive and stuff like that. I mean, everybody, like, my boy B-West, you go way back for me, like, 08, Fluid, we in a
yeah.
Making shit, Like, going from paying to get in and not having to pay to get in because we the shit and shit. You know what I mean? But this is my home, everybody. B-Wes, introduce yourself to everybody on Philly Shout. We definitely know your music. Desire, you and Desire, that track. Lose Control, which we just now played. And also say hi to my co-host, Miss Sue. Don't forget that.
All right. Hey, Miss Sue. Let me start off with that.
What's
How you doing?
I'm fine.
What's
How
up?
Are you?
I'm cool. You know, I'm an independent artist. You know, I got my record label moving now, World Records. Actually, the video for Lose Control is next Thursday, September the 30th, at Club Mambo's, Fifth and Verts, from 1 p.m. until. Now, after the video shoot, we have an after party right there at the club. So,
let me find out. I got to tell my bitches to come to the after party and do the edits that you need for the uncut video version. If you need that,
I need that.
I know the girls are like to kiss girls. Though I don't kiss girls, and bitches, please stop inboxing me on Facebook. I'm only calling you bitches because I don't know your name individually. My fucking cat Williams.
No, that's right.
I don't know your names individually. Bitches, cut it the fuck out. Strictly no pussy. I got my own coochie. If I want coochie, I will put my hands on my pants. Okay? Oh, we got the lovely Reno in the building, too. Welcome. It wouldn't be a manly man night with your man, without your manly man self on the phone, too. What's good, Reno?
What's good? Chilling, working, getting ready for that Friday night fire tomorrow night.
Friday night fire. We're excited about that. Please say hi to my co-host, Miss Sue, my lovely sister doing the big down in Georgia, and also B West. Check them out on Twitter, everybody. B West Music, talented musician / producer. And then, as a matter of fact, I'm going to tell y'all, okay, I'm good. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't be a Philly Shine if it hadn't been for B West and World Records. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna take you back to 08, no fans, B West. I'm gonna take you back to 08. Who's that kind of bitch? Who's watching this? It's really watching TV. Oh, all right, cool. They muted their phone. So I'm going to take you back to 08 when I was on World Famous Radio, you know what I mean? And what got me the Philly Shine bug was actually introducing everybody from World Record, G-Dash, U, 6ix9ine, Quastel.
Wow.
I love that. Like, I think that was, like, great. Like, that was a pivotal moment for Honest Fire because, it's, you know, Philly... World Famous Radio, we had our moments of dignity, but we definitely went in the slums. Y'all check out that fucking shit. We had cum cups, titties versus ass, wet t-shirt contests, all types of nasty shit going on World Famous Radio where I got started. True for Dare, it was real bad. We got it in. But
yeah.
World Record, definitely. What you guys were my first formal interview. And do you remember that? I know I did y'all well. I treated y'all really well. Did I?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Now, I'm about to individualize it right now. We're going to get to know you on Philly Shine. Tonight's topic, I'm actually blending yesterday's topic and Tuesday's topic because, you know, I wasn't in the mood for public speaking Tuesday. Yesterday we had technical difficulties, so I kept it moving. You know what I mean? I'm tired of these fucking... I don't give a fuck, you know what I mean? As long as y'all saying my name, but everybody on Philly Shine, today's rumor has to be the tip of the iceberg for me, which is I'm not even going to get stressed. I'm done getting stressed out over shit people say about me because I know I'm the genuine bitch. I know I'm real. I know I don't want to do shit but entertain and show off and make money or whatever. I don't mean no harm. To whoever think I might mean harm, I don't mean no harm. But why this motherfucker telling people that he manages me and that we're engaged? Like, what type of shit is that? Like, who the fuck? You ain't paying. First of all, motherfucker, pay my bills, okay? Please. Like, I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to nobody else. Pay my motherfucker bills first before you go into those crazy lives. Like, what the F? Like, I don't even get it. But definitely about staying focused. You know what I mean? Tonight's topic, back to the topic. Like I said, I wasn't in the mood for public speaking the other 2 days. We blending it in. We're talking about women getting plastic surgery, fake tits, fake asses. And then we're also talking about spanking. Have you ever been spanked before? Fellas, stop spanking bitches. We like rubbing more. Like, premise of the show, and we also going to get to know B-Watt, his music, check up on a caller. Also, y'all got to check out the program. This is Philly Shine Radio. It's going crazy. Definitely Friday Night Fire tomorrow. Y'all join in. Rena's going to tell us about who's his guest and everything like that. We're going to get into these callers. Let's go to switchboard right now. Check up on them and, you know, get into the topic. Have some fun with Philly Shine. I had fun tonight, too. Shout out to J. Raina Smith. She did her motherfucking Thug Sizzle and Cole. It was amazing. Like, I'm not even going to give it away because I'm just so glad. At first, y'all made me mad, but then I was so glad. It was a good show. And normally, when movies make you fucking pissed or shows make you pissed off and then they make you happy, good show. You know what I mean? Clap. But B-West, we're going to get into talking to you. We're going to let Miss Sue do her thing, y'all. She's going to do her own little thing because I just found out. Was that the Tuesday night show or was that Sunday, Sue? That was Tuesday?
Yeah, that was Tuesday.
We went all the way, and it was like...
Yeah, we went bananas. It was really good.
We went deep in, and I found out that Libras are the lovers. You know, I found out that Libras... Say hello, Libras. Say hi.
Hello.
Libras go all the way in. So we're definitely going to have a Libra Lust Hour coming soon to Philly Shine starring Miss Sue and GB so they can go through and make all you guys a rap and make you tell y'all that shit direct.
Oh, they'll be coming through. Trust that. They'll come through.
Definitely, they'll come through. But before we get into the talking to you, B-Mon, you know what I mean? Reno, tell us, what can we expect for tomorrow night's show?
Fire. Friday Night Fire. The name explains it all. Scorsese boy, my man, since 2003. Definitely coming through the show as love about his mixtape, Weed Out Tree. And definitely the hot-ass topic of do you think weed should be legal?
Yes. I love that topic.
Did you hear I love it. You hit it. It is legal in California, Reno.
No, we talk about everywhere. I'm not talking about specific states. We need that shit legal right here.
Y'all gonna have to get some prescriptions.
I might even come out the closet for tomorrow. So I don't know if I'm gonna come out the closet. I like my closet. It's very aromatic, therapeutical.
Definitely call up tomorrow night, man, because we got a lot of love coming through the building tomorrow night. Like, you know what I mean? If whoever know me, they know I promote heavy. I got a whole lot of people calling up tomorrow, you know what I mean, to show some love on that topic. Because, I mean, I think anybody can relate to that. Even if you don't smoke weed, at one point in time, you smoke it. So you already know how I feel.
And also, is Nelly going to be your co-host? Because I got the pleasure of I'm going to tell y'all, Buck Bandit Barbies, Nelly is beautiful. God damn. God fucking damn. She's stunning.
Definitely. Miss Nelly, the beautiful body, belly. She's definitely going to be co-hosting. But also my franchise, Buck Bandit Barbie, Miss Banks do that, always on her job. She's definitely going to be there every show. You know what I mean?
Miss Banks actually was my ride or die Sunday night. That's my boo. Sunday night was Sunday night rumor. Pissed me off and made me end the show at midnight. You know what I mean? Miss Banks, like, who the fuck we got to fuck up? And her cute. And then she's like, who we got to fuck up? That's my baby. I love. Yo, man, she's so beautiful, so talented. Definitely, y'all, check out. Google Miss Banks. She's called.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Reno. Reno, you did your thing. I called in, and you did your thing on.
Friday night, it was me and my sister listening on a three-way to while you were doing the show.
That's what's up. I definitely appreciate that. Make sure you call
that's
up tomorrow night.
Like, guess what? You need to get a job for being a promoter because you damn sure do a good job at it.
Don't worry, guys.
That's what I do. BuzzGameTVMagazine.YolaSite.com. That's what I'm all about, promoting me, myself, and the artists that I feel like should be out in front of the other people's favorite artists. You know what I'm saying? Fucking Soulja Boy and all them other people. I got people like Cam Link, telling my name Sosa, R. Childs. You know what I mean? All these people out here that grind that is so hard to get that exposure to, and that's what I'm here to give it to them.
It is a lot of things, and I'm a humble show-off. You all know I'm a humble show-off. But right now, I'm on the fifth floor at Live Studios. Y'all check me out. I got my own office, pretty white walls, my own window, my own door, my own desk, chair, computer area, everything is so amazing. It's big things popping. Definitely hit me up. But we want to get on to this interview. Like, it's so many amazing advancements everybody's doing. Everybody is sucker free. I fucking love it. You know what I mean? Everybody got love, and I got to show love to this motherfucker right here. B. West, I got to tell you guys, like, I've known him since 08 or whatever. And I got to tell you, The corners of entertainment that he covers are phenomenal. The swagger is amazing. The talent is there. We're going to check out the music. And above all else, everybody fuck with B. West. I don't know nobody. B. West, you got to be the only motherfucker. Probably like four motherfuckers. But you got to be the only motherfucker on Philly Shine right now that works with everybody at ease. Like, can we... Like, I'm not going to ask Nettie a question like, where'd you go to high school at? Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now, gentlemen? Are you trying to give back to your community? We don't do that shit on Philly Shy. We talk real shit, fun shit, like, for real shit. How the fuck are you able to work with from Ree Dallas, Toxic the Egyptian, World Famous, Lights Out, G-Dash, Key West, Honest Fire, like, I see you blending in every week. Like, you remind me of me. Like, I fit in. I fucking fit in like swimwear. I fit in.
Right.
Like, you, I swear, like, your connection and your charisma, I mean, can we all learn from that? Can you tell us a little bit about how you're able to interact with so many people and just, good. Like, and we want to talk about B West TV, too. Yeah, you thought I didn't know? Y'all was going to bring that up?
Oh, wow.
I mean,
West got a T-O. I'm going to be on
B West. Yeah, of course. The B West music app for the iPhone, I got all that. You know?
Go in and tell everybody your resume. Go. You got to do it. Grab your balls and your dick. You know how to do it. They go from the balls to the dick, and they rip it up.
Oh, wow. She just grabbed it. But go ahead, boo. You got that.
I mean, you know.
If I had chicken balls, I'd grab that shit all day. Fuck that. I'm
okay,
grab
we want to hear it. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I mean, like mainly with my work ethic is it's all business. At the end of the day, it's all business. You know, I put all the egos to the side, put all the dumb shit to the side, and handle the business first. You know, if I got issues with a person, then it'll be dealt with after the business, you know, because business is everything. And that's mainly why I work with a lot of artists, from Ree Dallas to Toxic Egyptian, Honest Fire, G-Dash, you know, and Philly Swain and Tone Trump, and even more artists. And it's mainly because my work ethic.
On some real shit, the way you articulated that shit is amazing. Because that's how I am. I don't give a fuck if I don't fucking like you or you sucking up shit. We're going to get the money straight first, and then I'm going to talk to you about everything else. Like, we will get the business right, and then we'll talk about everything else, why I don't like you or whatever else is going on. Like, we're going to get it together. But I want to get into some music from you, too. What track do you want to hear first? Tell Sue, because she going to definitely hook it up.
All right, let's see. Y'all already banged out Lose Control. All right, yeah, speaking about, you know, working with different artists, it's a track called Jackpot with Bump J from Major Figures and Frankie Mueller. You know, so let's check that out.
Oh, B West, I'm sorry, but
I didn't load that one up.
That was my fault. I had technical difficulties.
But when we got technical difficulties, we're gonna bring it back. It's not about nothing, you know what I mean? We definitely gonna show some love to you, B West. Get to know you a little bit more. We're gonna talk about this topic. Like, I'm sorry, lady. Fake titties always made me say, like,
really, you really want to have hard titties? Like, really, ladies? You really want hard titties? Then, I guess earlier this year, my sister came to me. She was like, what? She got a whole big ass now. I'm like, how the fuck she get a big ass?
Who gets big? How the fuck does a skinny girl get a whole big ass now? Fake ass, too? So you mean you got fake big hard titties, and then you got a fake big hard ass? Is that really... Well, how we do things?
That shit feel real to me.
You freak, Rena. Anything you just touch that just look like a woman, if, even if she was plastic, you would like it. Like, you would like a black
woman. Well, I'll be totally honest, though. Honest. I'll be honest right now. If I had money, if I was like a trillionaire on top of a trillionaire, I would want all that plus more. And I ain't even
wait partying. Wait a minute.
I would want all that plus more.
Are you serious? Uh-oh. Like, first of all, you're blessed with the same genes, like, well, half of the same genes that I'm blessed with.
Yeah,
yo,
but sometimes they get wrinkled and laid out, and I'll need some corrections.
No. Your motherfucking hips do the pussy, okay? You got them childbearing hips that's right. Like, your fucking hips is right. Your titties is right. Like, yeah, I mean, I could say you could get in shape.
I'm going to be like Michael Jackson. I'm going to be like Michael Jackson. Fix me right now. Fix me. For real. Fix my chin.
You're a fan of plastic surgery. She said she likes plastic surgery. Huh?
I'm not going to say I'm going to hate people that like it. All I will say is people that keep doing it over and over again, yes, they need a mental correction. But if they're going to just do it for pleasure and just like it, to look a certain way, go ahead and do it. I mean, but if you keep on doing it, destroy your body, then
listen. Tummy talk, face look, what they do, they fix your varicose veins, shit like
they
that.
They do everything to your body.
I don't think that those things affect people's bodies. Sometimes people need, like, corrective plastic surgery. I'm talking about 66 J titties, big ass fake Nicki Minaj asses, like, oh my god, like I just really don't think it looks right. But do you got the switchboard popping so we can play some music? Get, you know, we gonna talk about some things. And then I want a caller to call in tonight who touched the fake ass. I just really want to know what happened. Like, I just really want to know what it felt like. I'm just curious. Y'all know how I get on Felicia.
You ever had a girl that had fake titties or fake ass?
I don't even know. I wouldn't know.
We don't know.
Yeah,
that.
All that shit feel real to us. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Okay, we got freaks in the building. Okay, that's clear.
I don't like niggas like y'all. Y'all motherfuckers.
They said they don't know.
Y'all have some y'all don't know. Shut up. Y'all would know. Because y'all would tell me. Y'all be like, yeah, every time I hit it, the titties didn't jiggle. They just bounced. Like, they were just like hard-ass golf balls just bouncing. Big-ass hard.
Yeah,
like,
but it depends. It depends the size of the bounce. Because if it's a big bounce, if it's a big non-bounce, it ain't that bad.
Very true. Very
you got
true.
Small jaws right. And they won't bounce. That's the problem.
All right. I'm gonna take the topic question and only ask the women this plastic surgery part because obviously men don't give a fuck. All right. So I'm gonna take that from you two guys being freak ass Reno and B West. I don't know you to be a freak ass person. I think B West is pretty neutral.
B West
gets it in.
Is it safe to say that you're not a freak ass boy? Like, is that safe to say?
No, it's not. B West is a freak Virgo.
Damn,
I will say that.
All right, well, we're getting to know B West. We're going to play some music.
I love it.
This my motherfucker. I didn't even know. You know, you find out things every day. I didn't know B West was like like that. I always see him respectful. You know what I mean? He comes to Honest. He says, you want a drink, Honest? You want this? He's humble.
I'm a gentleman.
Oh, she called you T-Pain.
Oh, wow. I'm a gentleman, you know? You got
to
be a gentleman.
They play for you.
I could gently guide you to the car.
Everybody's calling in. We're going to get to you. Definitely. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to play some music, suck shit up. And also, October 3rd at Mill Creek is going to be bananas. So definitely hit us up and check up on things. You got me, Sue?
We ready.
I'm back like I never left, still grinding nonetheless. I'ma keep going and going until my dying breath. Niggas can't stop me, I'm just so impeccable.
What?
Guess they won't learn to the guns in their vestibule. Acting like groupies, the way they keep sweating you till you spit that dragon fire like a Tekken move. Push your wig back and then catch it on action.
What?
Damn, push your wig back and catch it on action.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I did it again. Took the last shot for the win. It's all butter, so I'm getting it in. That last shot, bring your life to an end. I rap like a felon, no, I ain't trying to go to the pen.
Nah,
open your eyes, y'all better recognize I'm the best on top of your five. You a whopper and they eating your lies. Trying to be big, you little fuckers ain't ready to die.
Ha! And niggas ain't ready to die, man. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Something must be really wrong with your head, man. We think you winning and we not. Ha! It's time for a change. Let's go.
They saying go hard or go home.
What?
Nigga, you lost, I'm in my zone.
Yep.
I am so hoarse, pardon my tone. And this G1, just like my phone.
Ow.
Brother, I'm grown, I am so on. And yes, you've shown me you are so wrong.
Yep.
Homie, I go in, you take an indirect shot, you can't win. I'm so him, looking like a boss. Money on my mind till I make it to the law. I'm charming, you charming, you soft. My shorty hold that 40 already, call a Lara Croft. Ha, and pop pop at you niggas. Hit up your block and set up shop on you niggas. Get you set up and just drop on you niggas. Cause I'll set it off and just rock you niggas.
You don't really running with me. I give it to you free to let you know that you ain't on my level. And I never plan to settle, so you can dig a hole, man. I provide a shovel, I'm a rebel, I'm an animal. I'm like a monster. I be cracking open beats and then I eat them like they lobster. Heat them and I gotcha. Flame rainer when I spit, crapping on them normally. But now I'm on some other time to heat up in my other bag. Check up on my other swag. Switch it just a little just to get them other niggas mad. Talent I have always had. Skills unparalleled. Start a race later, but I promise I won't ever trail. Showing y'all the real to tell me how you feel. To put a beast of perfect. You ain't no soldier in the field. You a prick, you a lame. You a hatin' ass bitch. And for that hatin' ass shit, sister, suck my dick.
Yeah. Watch, I'm really on my real record shit on this one, man. Yeah. We the future.
What's up,
Dot? G-Dash, what's good, bro?
Let us know what it is, man.
MAS, what's up?
Ha, we taking over.
Badlands, motherfucker.
Nigga.
It's us, Dot, bitch.
Yeah.
I could break a key down like a locksmith. Honey Cran, what you talking about is profit.
What?
I fly no bird, you just fly shit.
Ah.
My flow's so plain in the cockpit.
Yep.
Niggas flowing insane, they need to stop it.
Stop
your girl's an option, and you an object.
Yeah.
I'm a chooser, and I see you.
You're
a loser, I'm number one PU. Dash G1,
yep.
I'm a G2.
Ah.
High school, all the girls call me GQ.
Yeah.
You was my girl,
what?
I never cheat on you.
No.
You need me,
yep.
And I don't need you. Cause I don't got the time for the cuddling. All day, every day I'm hustling.
Yep.
I go hard or go home. and I'm home, girl. I'm in my own world.
Featuring G-Dash. And who else is on that track?
Knowledge and S-Dot.
Knowledge and S-Dot. Hot shit. You know what I mean? We're going to check up on the callers. We got Delaware in the building, Philly in the building. Sue, so who's the caller we have?
We got 215554.
Welcome, welcome to Philly Shab. I'm Fire. I guess B-West. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is War Child.
Well, oh, yeah, we know you. What's good? Definitely welcome to the show. You know, always on Philly Shine, we show off first. So give us a little brief introduction about who you are, and then also share your Twitter, your Facebook. Best way to get in touch with you online.
Well, my name is War Child. I'm from Philly all day, all over Philly, Southwest, West. Germantown, uptown, I don't live anywhere, so I'm a straight Philly dude. I'm down in Miami. I've been in Miami for a year promoting my music down here. I'm working with Slip and Slide. Got a lot of big shit going on. I want y'all to look out for that Dogfight movie coming out in January 2011. I'm on that soundtrack, Trick Daddy, Rick Ross. It's going to be a really big deal. I'm trying to get you on the fire down here for Atlanta for the Red Oktoberfest for this collaboration. That shit going to be real
you
crazy.
I'm already there. But War Child, I said brief. Now, please tell everybody your Facebook, your Twitter, the best way to reach you online, because we got to show off from Philly Shine. And then I'm going to get to my next call.
All right, y'all can hit me up on Twitter, War Child ENT at Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Facebook, Christopher Stoney, / War Child. My music page is War Child. MySpace, if anybody even still fuck with that, is www.myspace.com/. Well, a lot of people don't, so, you know, I'm just being political, but, you know, MySpace/Hot16s. I got a joint on there featuring Roscoe P. Cold Chain, one love to my nigga who's sitting. We gonna keep it moving for him. And, you know, look out for a nigga, man. My name Watch Out. I rap Philly real hard, man, so let's get it.
We got you. Well, definitely stay with us. I'm getting ready to say hi to some of the other callers that we have in the building. So definitely sit tight. And we got to ask you the topic question, too. I want you all to get to know B-West. But who's the next caller we have, Miss Sue, on Philly Shine?
We got 267-439.
Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from? Make sure you say hi to my guest, B-West.
Wow, this is Candace B-West. I was just calling to let you know that I was supporting you and your little radio thing that you got going on tonight, and I'm very proud of you.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
You want to shout out your name? Where you repping, baby?
Philly. We are work right
Philly
now.
Very beautiful voice. Now, I got to ask you, like, without even saying your name or whatever, miss, I mean,
sure. The
topic tonight. Listening for a while, we're talking about getting fake breasts and fake ass. Like, do you see the draw in that or whatever?
Well, me being so I'm not blessed with a big butt, I would actually, you know, I think I would invest in it. if it was really that serious, but, you know, some people that's not happy with themselves, you know, they feel the need to go get it. So if they're ugly enough, you know, they're going to go, like, because I was looking at some of the pictures of Nicki Minaj. She didn't look too hot back then. So I don't know if they're...
Listen. I'm going to tell y'all one motherfucking thing. Like, I like Nicki Minaj more back then because she was real. Like, she wasn't cute, but she, like, you could pull shit off. Like, I'm sorry. Like, the awards, when I saw her at the awards, it really took everything that I liked about Nicki Minaj away because I don't even think that she got implants. It looked like she actually wears a pad because you could see, like, the crease in her pants. Like, I'm like, what the fuck?
No, but, like,
if
you pay close attention, her nose is crooked. Like, when she makes them ugly faces, like, her nose is really fucked up.
Yeah, I don't even, they didn't even get her a good plastic surgery. I don't even fuck with that. I don't like the look of Nicki Minaj, but I listen to her music. I love her grind because she definitely came from, like, the bottom to being on the top, you know what I'm saying? She'll get knocked off when she get knocked off, but she definitely doing her thing, so all due respect to her, but you look a fucking mess, girl.
Most definitely she do, but
okay,
you know.
I just hope Nicki Minaj don't call in, okay?
Right. She'll be calling somebody a scrubber, you freaking bitch.
Hey,
but that's besides
don't get
the point.
Mad. I'm sorry. I'm not mad at you, Nicki. I got a big, beautiful ass, but well, I will show you how to walk right to get your ass tight, like, whatever, like, you know what I mean? also, my boy AD, who's also performing for the Diamond Spotlight Showcase October 3rd, is going down so super crazy. I just met his people. They definitely met me down in my office. I've never been a fucking, I mean, I'm humble, and I give respect. But I've always had, like, a big head. And kind of, my sister, Sue, have I ever been, like, a humble person? Haven't I always been, like, a show-off and, like, big mouth? And have I ever been calm and I don't know. What would you call it?
Yeah, you're humble, but you more got a fighting attitude. But you're humble, meaning,
you don't mind if anybody is before you,
or you don't mind if anybody, you know, got swagger, because that's just going to make you go harder. But, you know, you're real humble because I watch you with this show, and you, like, you do your thing all the time. And, I mean, you got a big mouth. That's just your attitude, but you do what you do well.
Thank you. And also, October 3rd, we also have Sharnay J performing. Shout out to LOADENT. You know what I'm saying? Open up that Delaware number that we had, Sue.
They went off.
The 302 number went off.
Yeah, you have a 267-202. You want to call in?
Oh, of course. Welcome. 267-202. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 267-202, hello? Okay, cool, that's fine. We gotta bring it back to my interview guest. Now, this has been a long time coming, guys, because every time, I don't know what it was, even tonight I came across some snags and scuffs, you know what I mean, to get you on the line, B-Y. We definitely now got you here online with Philly Shine. We want to talk about some of the things that you have coming up. Projects, world record. Now I want to talk about that first because a record company is huge. You know what I mean? That's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That's really heavy. You know what I mean? I got to shout out. How did you start your own record company? Give us that first. Then we'll talk about you as an artist.
The main key parts to starting your own record label. First you come up with your name. Once you've got that, you search all day on the internet to see if anybody else has that name. And if they do have that name, you have to see if they copywrote it or got a trademark. If they don't,
yeah.
Then you still have that ability to get it trademarked, get it copywritten, you know, so that way that's your name. So once you get that done, then, you know, you go and depending on what kind of business you want to make it, if you want to make it an LLC or a S corporation or, you know, a sole proprietorship, depending on which, you know, what kind of, however you want to manage your company, and then you take it from there.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah, and that's what we're going through right now, Honestly. Well, who knew? I just want to let everybody know who knew water is coming out. I shout it out every show because I'm very excited and I'm very proud of my husband. So for you, B-West, you know, all your artists and everything, y'all going to need to be drinking a bottle of water. So if you want to, when we come out with it, you know, I will let, you know, link up with everybody because I'm very proud of my husband. Who knew all day?
All right.
Listen, I was about to say, like, I love that. That's why I also stepped back to let Ms. Sue talk about her business. Like, I feel like that's what people are sometimes missing sometimes. Like, a person, they'll worry about who's in charge of what, who's going to do what, who's this, what bitch is that, what nigga is that, who's fucking who. But at the end of the day, you got to understand that this is a business in life. You know what I mean? Life, whatever you fucking do, if you want to make money, you're dealing in business. If you're not dealing with the business aspect of shit first and you're worried about other shit, you're barking up the wrong tree. Because, like, for me, myself, as an artist, I feel like instead of just jumping out and being this, that, and the third, I need to get my money right. I need to get my business right. Can you relate to that, B-Wise?
I can relate to that. That's mainly why I do what I do. Business first, I handle the bullshit later, you know?
Handle the bullshit later, get money. Now, B-West the artist, like, we already know Real Records, that's that business. Like, B-West the artist, what can a person expect from B-West the artist? Like, you got a lot. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm going to keep my opinions to myself because I know you. I'm going to wait.
Okay.
What can we expect from you, B-Y?
Coming up, well, first and foremost, everybody that has the iPhone, the iPad, the iPod Touch, go in the App Store, search B-West Music, and download my free app right now. My app includes all my music. You know, you can listen to it free. You can listen to my music before it comes out and is released. You can watch my videos. You can see pictures from events and so forth. You can even buy my music straight from iTunes, and it'll download to your iPad, iPhone, all that. So make sure y'all get that now. The app is free, so y'all ain't got to worry about paying for it. The app is free.
See, B-West, I'm mad at you because I got the Droid, and you know what?
The Droid app is coming soon.
You need to fix that. Because I want it on my phone.
I am in talk with Android now. So that will be out soon. Once I get the date for that, you know, I'm going to promote that like crazy.
Business. I like it. We get to the business of things. We're going to, after this text song, we are going to ask the guys on the fellas. You know, we're going to get their opinion. Like, guys, y'all just different from us. Like, I'm just saying, I don't like to have my ass smacked. Like, I'm going to tell y'all, like, even on Sunday, and then Miss Shay Star, she called in, and she was vibing with me. She was fucking with it. Like, why not just rub it? Like, why do you have to smack the ass? Like, an ass moves anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Gravity takes care of that. It jiggles beautifully. It sways. Don't it?
Because rubbing don't project authority. When you rub it, it's like, oh, is this mine? But when you smack it, you're like, yeah, that's my ass. Right, right.
Who was that? Who said that?
Ray no freak ass said that. No, Ray.
You're right. You know why? Because no woman is not going to just let any guy do that. So when you got the power to do that, you know that's your ass.
Wow.
Right.
No, Reno. Yeah,
so sometimes
no.
We just like to show our stuff, you know, before you go to bed and breakfast. If you walk past, yeah, that's my ass. Don't forget that. You know what I mean?
Wow.
That's where I'm at. Ask any guy. Because women don't let just any guy smack their ass. So if you do it, that's just reassuring yourself that that's yours. That's all. Don't take no offense to it. It's not even for you. It's for us.
Reno, what's your sign?
Taurus.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Got that bull head. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you guys, and then
Reno is very greedy.
Listen, he is. Listen, I'm going to tell you guys this one thing. Like, I'm going to tell you, I'm sure you will get so much more moisture from the pussy if you rub the ass. That smacking shit takes us off guard. We not in a fucking football game. We not just, I didn't just dunk on Shaq and shit. Don't be smacking my ass all hard. I don't
see,
like
honest, this the problem. You got the wrong ass smacker. Obviously, he hasn't mastered the art of ass smacking, or it would be right. It's the way how, it's the way
I'm
you,
sorry, Bo, you my
it's the way you cuff your hand,
you, but you're by yourself. You're by yourself, Boogie. Because I like my pop, and Reno, you just hit the spot.
Yeah, you ain't hearing
it. You said it.
You messing with somebody who ain't doing right, because if he know how to cuff his hand right, and he know that the pullback, the right pullback soon as he hit, then it's not going to hurt. It's just going to be a little stain.
Listen. This, we already established Tuesday night that you outrank me. You might be my younger sister, but you outrank me at the in the bedroom. You've been with the same man since you were 16. You outrank me.
What?
Hey, don't tell on my business.
Yo,
so be West.
You,
be West all quiet on the phone.
Because he agrees.
I'm
only for the man.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree. I co-sign what he said. I co-sign it.
Hey, look, that's why you ain't never met me before, because she always liked to keep me under the wrap. But guess what? I get out the closet. I get out.
Yes, she does. She definitely does. Definitely shout out to Thundercat Studios. Y'all check out my boy, G-Stack. He is amazing. Shout out to the definite quality. And also, y'all, check out Buck Bandit Productions for their studio quality up in Uptown. But if you guys want to come up to the lovely flip floor of Live Studios, hit up your girl on Inspire. You know what I mean? Beautiful view. You might even come in and get a drink from my office. You know what I mean? I definitely put the bar. I'm gonna put the bar right in by the window. You know what I mean? Before I put anything else in here, gotta hit a bar first. So get your drink first. Go up in the studio. Do you think can't take your drink to the studio? But you definitely finish it with me. Do your fucking thing. So we're gonna get into some music. We're gonna check up on the callers. I gotta talk to these guys some more, cause I see I gotta change all you guys' mind. But by the end of this show, God damn it!
Like, no, I'm joking. I don't want to change y'all. I like y'all hit for the way y'all are. Y'all can like smacking asses, but you smack mine, I'ma punch you.
You sound like a schoolgirl, y'all. All right, honest, you got to get it.
I'm gonna tell y'all some stories as we go along with the show, and I'm gonna tell y'all why I don't want you smacking my ass as the show go on. I never really told a guy besides, you know what I mean, a man that I was dealing with this, that I'm a fucking share this. Fuck it. We going there. We talking it ish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely growing up. And also, I want to shout out Claudette Ortiz, the beautiful singer from Willenboro, New Jersey, singing in the group City High. She's going to be working at SPEMT Music Group. Shout out to you guys. We're going to get into some music real fast. We're going to take it to Island Fire. We're going to take it to Bug Bandit Reno. And then we're going to come back to this interview with B. West. You know what I mean? I want you to play Honest. It says Honest, yeah. Because, yeah. Oh, let's do it. You got me, Sue?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it. Definitely shout out to G-Stacks in the background holding a bitch down. You know what I mean?
Got it. Y'all ready?
We ready. Oh.
What they do it. What they do it. What they do in
the building. You know it.
what's good with these girls. It's about entertainment. String gonna get in my way. Not a bitch, not a nigga, nobody. Reppin' X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating niggas up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock, what's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, fees, and check. But two times, cold rain. I win a blue hay spring fling. Party is spinning with the AC winning. Bent, and it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm balling on the field. And he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, yep.
This what we doing, what we doing, making music, yeah. This what we doing, making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with it, can't get with it, yeah. Silly bitches, can't get with it, silly bitches, ball status. Soon to be impeached. These bitches so local, they always in my reach. Tricking for a dollar and I earn them in my sleep. What I'm making today, she ain't seen in weeks. Big money is all I'm trying to keep. Popping help on my own island, don't bring fans to a beach. I know I seem untamable, but this is how I eat. I get paid to put on shows, you don't get paid to be a freak.
You don't get paid to be a freak, bitch. You definitely got to get money. We're going to go right into my boy, Buck Bandit Reno. T-H-O has got to be my favorite joint. Just for you, Reno, I'm playing it at midnight, middle of the show, crisp of the crop. There you go. You got me soon. This is my shit. I know this song frontwards and backwards now. You know what I mean? But you can hate me, but your boy someone to get me. You ain't heard. I'm a boss, bitch. You
can
never break me.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I be shitting, I be lying.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I be talking, I be wrong.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
Don't tell me you ain't running.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
I be shitting,
I be lying. Yeah, I know.
You be shitting, I be lying.
Yeah, I know.
You be talking, I be wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all bitch ass niggas ain't fucking with me. Fuck Benz and Reno scorching, I burn that ass to the third degree. CBTV, don't act like you ain't heard of me. Before this rap, I was in this track. Either way, coming out like who wanted with rings. Yeah, you can't get up on my level. One the deal, throw it on the table. Let's negotiate and settle. I'm all about my paper. I think I got my mojo. Yeah, I did this for my city. Built this shit all on my solo. Paparazzi spot me, yeah. Bitch, I'm walking promo, yeah. Flyboy hat, yeah, with the flyboy shirt. Hating, that's a no-no. You don't want my soldiers to pull up and hit you with that fofo. Wrist stains on your shirt, and you just bought that polo. Yeah, y'all niggas so-so, cause y'all niggas is JoJo. Do my shit, get off my dick, yeah, y'all niggas is homo. I can get it for cheap, but keep that on that logo. Can't afford to pay attention, y'all niggas got no dough.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I be shitting, I be lying.
Yeah, I know,
I be talking, I be wrong.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
Don't tell me you ain't running.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
I be getting money.
Yeah, I know.
Niggas hating on the block, man.
I don't like the look of it.
Yeah, don't ever try to test me. I do this for my hood. Uptown, we'll be wishing niggas would. Top that. Oh, I think this nigga should. Cadillac with the interior wood. Yeah, you can't hate me, but your girlfriend wanna date me. You ain't heard, I'm a boss, nigga. You can never play me. That mugger. Bitch, I'm all about my gravy. Even when I run from the paper, it's still gon' see the chase. Yeah. I'm like a magnet for De Niro. Fucking with my paper, leave you stiff just like a scarecrow. Both things in Reno, but you ain't get the memo. I hit that quick and I take it back. Treat bitches like a rental. So bad boy, what you gonna do? Talking all that shit, you biting off more than you can chew. Think you know me, you don't know me, homie, you ain't got a clue. If you wanna get this paper, boy, watch what I do.
Shout out to my young boy.
fuck. I gotta come see you guys soon. Definitely Hope Charter School. I still love you ladies and little gentlemen, you know what I mean? We're going to kick off Philly Shine Jr. I still got your shout-outs, you know what I mean? I don't want y'all listening now, but I'm just giving you a shout-out. Maybe your mom and dad could tell y'all, because I don't need y'all up at this hour listening to this shit we talk about on Philly Shine, okay? Thank you. But definitely, I was just thinking about you guys. Big ups. That was Buck Bandit Reno, the Heart of Uptown remix, you know what I mean? T-H-O-U-Zow. Him is that. Check him out tomorrow. Buck Bandit Reno. Philly Shine, Friday Night Fire, you know what I'm talking about. Also, that crazy logo for Philly Shine Radio is coming soon. StrictlyGraphics.com is on it as we speak. Talk about fucking class. StrictlyGraphics.com. We got live with us, B-West Music, you know what I mean? Find him on Twitter like that. Find him on everywhere. How can we find you online, B-West?
You can Google B-West Music and everything pops up. Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, YouTube, everything.
Everything. Oh, I need a picture. Is a picture
going
to pop up, too?
Picture pops everything. B-W-E-S-T Music. B-W-E-S-T Music. Google it.
That's what's up. I like Google. <That's what's up. laughs> I be on my computer like all day long. My phone is a computer, so I be on it. That's what's good.
I'm gonna tell you, yeah, B West is good on the eyes. You know what I mean, ladies. Check out B West. That's my homie, and I would say me and B West are friends. You know what I'm saying? I've known him long enough. You know what I mean? I let you in free sometimes, my nigga. And also, he's one of my headliners for October 3rd. Diamond Spotlight, Already Paid Showcase. It's definitely SEMA, my beautiful sister's birthday, October 1st. So bring cake, bring presents, bring fucking diamonds, whatever. She's little, so everything is a size 2 or 0. I don't give a fuck. Bring a receipt, okay? It's her fucking birthday. We show my love to the beautiful SEMA. She shit on Angelina Jolie, Megan Fox, all pretty bitches. Like, fuck out of here. That's my sister. We want to show love to her. Happy birthday, her, on motherfucking October 3rd. And, like I said, B-West, you're doing your thing. What can we expect for you next Sunday? Not this Sunday, next Sunday. What's going on? What's going to happen on the stage? You got something special for us?
I got something special for y'all. And just like my homie Trizzy say, shout out to my homie Trizzy. I'm going to show my ass.
Trizzy!
You know, that's what it is, you know. Shout out to Trizzy. Shout out to Candy. Shout out to my homie Sharon. Shout out to everybody that's listening.
Yeah. Trisdelphia, definitely. I love the cover, brother. Love it. Love your wife.
Well, I'm trying to do a surprise visit up there. And if I do come on the 3rd, just look out for me.
We want to see you together.
Because I might just slot up.
Listen, the women in my family, I don't know. How did it happen? I had my body all my life. Didn't I have my body since I was like 10, too? Can we say that?
Mm-hmm. 10? Yeah,
we can say that. 10. These little skinny bitches, all of them, my little sister to my older sister. You seen Cookie? This bitch, you seen Cookie Reno. Remember my big sister? Is Reno still on the line? I don't know. Reno's gone. But Reno seen Cookie. You know, my sister Cookie went from 110 to 165, okay?
Wow.
Sue, who went from 130 to, what you think, miss? My younger sister.
I am 220. Yeah, I lost some weight because I am a vegan now. So I lost some weight. I'm 220. I'm trying to go down to 160 because I want my husband to pick me up.
You don't think? These can pick you up with his feet. Tell him use them strong ass claws, okay, to pick you up.
Don't do me. Don't do me.
But we're gonna play another track from B West and get to know him a little bit more. Shout out to everybody calling and listening. I'm definitely talk some more shit, you know what I mean? We will do some big things and everything. Show love or whatever. B West, Sue, what's the next track we got for B West?
I get busy.
I get busy. Let's get busy.
Yeah, Mr. West. They know what it is.
Uh-huh.
West. That's right. Resolve. This is for you to make it right here.
Woo!
I hear y'all talking out there. I hear y'all talking. Acting like I don't get busy.
I don't know.
Like I ain't on my job. I'ma show 'em.
I get busy. Yeah, I get busy. Rain, sleet, hella snow. I get busy. Fuck with me. Yeah, fuck with me. 24/7 grind. I get busy. They know I'm getting busy. They know I'm getting busy. They know I'm getting busy. That's why they fuck with me. They see me getting busy. They see me getting busy. They see me getting busy. That's why they fuck with me. They can't knock my work ethic. I move on my own and still I got leverage. I don't know what the fuck they expected. I let them act froggy before I dissect them. Yeah, ain't no leaving overhead. They might as well call me the man of the year. I take care of business, yeah, I'm on a mission. I throw these niggas bait till they bite like I'm fishing. Who you know get busy like me? Rap pretty like me, run the city like me. Who you know get busy like me? Rap pretty like me, run the city like me. Let's get back in perspective. This is my city, so I won the election. Any objections? I didn't think so. I get busy, that's why I pop like spring.
I get busy, yeah, I get busy. Rain, sleet, hella snow, I get busy. Fuck with me, yeah, fuck with me. 24/7 grind, I get busy. They know I'm getting busy, they know I'm getting busy. They know I'm getting busy, that's why they fuck with me. They see me getting busy, they see me getting busy. They see me getting busy, that's why they fuck with me.
I'm feeling like the big man on campus. Every time I go in, they know I do damage. They want me to vanish. They can't stand them, cause I come and shut down the show like a phantom of the opera. Damn, I'm so popular. That's why I walk around with my 45 caliber tucked in my trousers. You would get devoured. Watch them catch a shell in his back like Bowser. I ain't one for the motherfucking games. I work with dead people, label me insane. I'm far-fetched from these motherfucking lanes. It's the M to the R, y'all know the name. I'm getting busy, gotta stay focused. Driving through the lane, don't leave them open. Flyers in y'all, I'm about to take off. Put these nicks in the cage before I take their face off.
I get busy, yeah, I get busy. Rain, sleet, hella snow, I get busy. Fuck with me, yeah, fuck with me. 24/7 grind, I get busy. They know I'm getting busy, they know I'm getting busy. They know I'm getting busy, that's why they fuck with me. They see me getting busy, they see me getting busy. They see me getting busy, that's why they fuck with me.
I'm getting busy, no doubt about it. Haters on my trail like they out cub scouting. Following my footprints, trying to get a good sense. Pressure's in the air, so they must be mistaken. Ain't no scent on me, fresher than spring water, so get like me. Who you know can make a hit like me with no pen or pad? I'm the shit, baby.
I get busy, yeah, I get busy. Rain, sleet, hella snow, I get busy. Fuck with me, yeah, fuck with me. 24/7 grind, I get busy. They know I'm getting busy, they know I'm getting busy. They know I'm getting busy, that's why they fuck with me. They see me getting busy, they see me getting busy. They see me getting busy, that's why they fuck with me.
We'll get into this big face dunny trick. I ain't worried about a girl. I gotta say, guys, bitch, if you want anything, y'all motherfucker eat food. With y'all money,
I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. I ain't worried about a girl. I'm on the same planet, just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. I ain't worried about a girl. No. Yeah, 6 years ago I told myself this was it. Took the red pill so I wouldn't miss a fit. I'm too technical to sweep a mop or try to manage. I'm too hungry for this bread to be making a sandwich. You won't be here long, you just a tourist. I'ma burn a forest like no tomorrow's. Coming dead at your neck, keep the collars up.
You was born, now you walk, cause your power cut. Out of luck, pour a little liquor, tilt your bottles up. I'm feeling like Fab, kill the competition. Some blue magic with Pro Tools, the composition. The feds gonna try to throw them a long time conviction. I'm banging niggas in their head for them hook checks. It's been a long time since the city looked wet. Making niggas play the bench in my rookie year. Schooling niggas, you might as well hook your head.
I'm on the same way, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. Just in another world. Where about this money? I ain't worried about a girl.
Yeah. If I don't like your music, that don't mean I'm hating. You say you got my back, that don't mean I'm waiting. I don't pause for these lames, keep moving. Treat you like a hair, laugh at you in my rear. Got a thick bitch flossing, you stuck with a toothpick. My cap game, wow, stuck on stupid. I'm loyal, never burn bridges to fall off. I'm all about the team, I was never a ball hog. Signed to a label, not while I'm local. Not until they got checks like my social. I can't get what I need, I go postal. When it comes to my chicken, I roast you. I'm trying to count fresh hundreds till my palms leak. Fucking up money with my niggas down Palm Beach. Keep them lame ass niggas out of arm reach. Chase money while I get chased by a calm freak.
I'm on the same way, yeah. Just in another world. I'm worried about this money, I ain't worried about a girl. I ain't worried about a girl. I'm on the same planet. In another world, where about this money? I ain't worried about a girl.
Did his motherfucking thing. I ain't worried about nothing of yours. I ain't worried about nothing but mine. Like, let's get this money. You know what I mean? Grind out. Check out the site, BuckBandTVMagazine.YolaSite.com. You know, the station, Philly Shine Radio. Just Google that. You'll find us. Philly Shine Radio. Coming soon to everything. Like, we got plans to go to FM. So you know what that means, everybody. Get your BDS tracking on your shit. Money. Change, change. Yes. Big things. Popping. Talk about expansion. Don't fuck with me. I'm a genius. Oh, yeah. Sister, can't you also tell everybody how I was mentally gifted? I was in all the fucking, I got all A's. I got 3s in behavior. Because I had to beat up everybody who bothered my little brothers and sisters. Like, the fuck. But I definitely was straight A student. fuck a bitch up. But definitely a lot of great things growing. We got B West music on the line. You know what I mean? What about releases from you guys at Real Records? What can we expect as far as for 2011, for the rest of 2010?
The Warm Up Volume 4 is dropping late October. B West Music Volume 2 is dropping in the fourth quarter, December. So those two projects are going to be released by the end of this year. Next year, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts. I'm just letting y'all know so y'all can get prepared because it's going to be nuts.
We're going to be ready. What's your roster? Tell us who's on World Records.
Real Records consists of B West, G Dash, MAS, and Little Black, and Deolia Beats.
That's how you pronounced it.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? How the fuck do you say this shit? I haven't even tried. Okay. I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, that's who made Lose Control Beat. That's who made Lose Control.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I know who he is, but I knew you were talking about, I just couldn't pronounce the name. So I don't pretend to I will ask, or I don't think there's no such thing as a stupid question. You know what I mean? Because if you want to know it, you're asking a question. You know what I mean? Obviously, you don't know. That's me. I'm a stickler school type of thing. But
I'm sorry. Shout out to Trizzy. I'm sorry. Shout out to Trizzy. He's the Real Records host. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, don't forget Trizzy. Yo, Trizzy has got to be one of the best hosts that I've met. You know what I mean? Bar none. Like, one of the best. Like, one of the best. Like, if you ever come to one of his events, like, he's definitely a great host. I've seen him at the Tacony Billiards, did his thing down Fluid. You know what I mean? Big ups to Trizzy. I fucking fucks with it. I fucks with it all the way. Completely. Did we want to get in? I gotta talk to Reno about this topic. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's late. It's late. It's getting late in the show. It's time to talk to the freak bull. Reno, would you say you're a proud freak bull? The proud freak bull? Did we get Reno back? Hello?
I think we lost Reno. All right, we lost Reno.
We lost Reno. We can't get a freak boy opinion. Maybe wait till Friday. Wait till tomorrow. We'll get the freak boy opinion. Damn. We're trying to teach people shit. We always doing a little strange shit up in this booth. Ladies, beware. But also the topic, like I said, is spanking. You know what I mean? B-West, like, is it really necessary to spank a girl's ass, like, pop, pop? Like, well, I'm talking about the guys that just got to smack it. I can't stand, and I'm going to tell y'all, this, I know I got a real hot body and stuff like that, and if I ever went to a strip club, I would probably make all the money and stuff like that. But I remember my homegirl, her mom, working at the Piccadilly, like, as a bartender, and, you know what I mean, back in the day, we always ride, you know what I mean, roll up to come get her one night. And this is what made me say I could never do this, because I knew people who were strippers, and, you know, as young girls, I'm be honest, 58th Street, we all talked about it, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be a stripper. So I don't know about you, but we all talk about, like, what, I could be a stripper, you know what I mean? Like, as young girls, you're like, what, they make money, blah, blah, blah. I went to the Piccadilly, and I actually saw this guy smack this girl's ass for, like, over two songs, so, like, 10 minutes almost, with the same fucking dollar bill. Oh, God. Yeah. Traumatized me. I just felt that was horrible. Like, who the fuck, what the fuck? A dollar? And you just keep smacking my ass? No. Mm-mm. You will be shot. I know we punch people, but you would definitely be shot. I couldn't do it. Like, I just don't like all that physical contact from strangers. And all you gonna give me is your one little dollar. You wanna hold on to it too? Nah, bro. I ain't working hard. Bitches, them strippers work hard. And I'm also tell y'all, I feel like they work hard because I actually did try the pole dancing class last year. Now, if y'all check out the archive shows, y'all know I talked about it a little bit before. You know what I mean? We talked about dancing on the poles. That shit is real metal, okay? It is real metal. Like, the first day I went, you know what I mean, all the girls around, we had, like, this camaraderie. It was just different. Like, we had fun shaking, dancing, climbing up the pole, grabbing it and shit. The next day, I went back to do my aerobics and work out with them. Strictly, I was doing it for workout pleasure. You know what I mean? It was all sexy and fun. But I couldn't get up because I had all these fucking bruises on my goddamn arms and on my legs. And I'm like, well, what the fuck did I get? It's like it's not rug burn, it's pole burn, ladies. And it's crazy. So I'm asking the girls, I'm like, well, what the fuck? How do you get up the pole without it hurting you? Like, how do you do that or whatever? And they're like, oh, no, it hurts. You just do it. You just jump up and go. I'm like, the fuck? Fuck no. I'm not climbing up this metal contraption just to get to do a trick. I'm sorry. I no. Sue, you got to understand my plight. You got to try pole dancing class one day, girl. At least two classes. The first class, you can have fun and you try to pole and shit like that. But the next day, you gonna be like, I don't even like all this hurt and shit. Don't hurt me, like this, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't hurt me. But so we're gonna get back to my boy
B West. Play some more music from everybody else. And also, I want to say, it's some crazy collaborations coming up for me. We're going to talk about it after we play Street Lottos, Grown Man, you know what I mean? We're going to show some love to my boy. He definitely called in the other day, show love. ATL, he repping hard. He also has his own application on iTunes called Zoo's Beat. Y'all can check it out. Y'all have your own studio from your iPhone. Have you checked it out, B-Y?
Not yet. I just need that name so I can check it out.
Zoo's Beat. Yeah, you definitely got to check out Zoo's Beat on iTunes. But, Sue, you got that. It's Street Lotto, ST Lotto, Grown Man. Sue, hello? Maybe we lost Sue, too. Oh, hello?
I think she's on the line.
This ain't that kitty rap, little buddy, this that grown man. I pay the cost to be the boss, boy, I'm a grown man. And if you see me sipping good, then it's that grown man. Drop it, boy, get it done, it's good. Grown man. The topic of discussion every time I'm vibe out. Fly out, getting to the money like a wise guy. Get your hustle up to lead them streets alone, man. Later you gon' feel me if you get to be a grown man.
Stepping that grown man, sitting on my high horse, button up, clean cut. Show you how to ride, boss. Candy color, BB cut it every time that I floss. Don't get it twisted, you can catch it when I drop off. I ain't playing in these streets. Grinding a day, that's 7 days a week. Me, I never sleep, but I always bring the heat. Mama murder on the track, call me killer on the beat. My girls be exotic, all of them erotic. School me for some brains, then I send them off to college. No matter what they say, it's still tricking if you got it. It flows so crazy that I call it shit melodic. You can play the block while I'm in the skybox. Or in the new range, headed down to the Fox. My drinks on the rocks, see the links in the watch. For my grown man, guess I get it from my pops.
This ain't that kitty rap, no buddy, this that grown man. I pay the cost to be the boss, boy, I'm a grown man. And if you see me sipping good, then it's that grown man. Driving, boy, I get it done, it's good. The topic of discussion every time I vibe out. Fly out, getting to the money like a wise guy. Get your hustle up to lead them streets alone, man. Later you gon' feel me if you get to be a grown man. It's that G-R-O-W-N-C. This for all my hustlers that be all about their business. Take a look at Lotto, I'm a model, I done came up. Get it for the simple mind and need to step their game up. See that Chevelle, homie? 22 stacks. I'm weaving in and out of traffic with the roof back. You put some sixes on the whip that cost you two racks. Real double the value of the car, now where they do that? I know I can't be in the club with all the ice on. Can't pay a bill, homie. Can't even keep the lights on. Tricking the dope for all these frauds. He spend his life on. Boy, you ain't the pig. He just a lick raising the price on. I never put that man down. I tell a man up. These boys is always trying to stand. I need to stand up. And that's a lottery. I ain't nothing to toy with. Man, let these other rappers pick the baby boy shoot. This ain't that kitty rapper, buddy. This that home man. I pay the cost to be the boss. Boy, I'm a home man. And if you see me sipping good, then it's that grown man. Drop it, boy, I get it done, it's good. Grown man. The topic of discussion every time I vibe out. Fly out, getting to the money like a wise guy. Get your hustle up to lead them streets alone, man. Later you gon' feel me if you get to be a grown man.
young ass kids from Snapchat. You understand what I'm talking about? We sit there real, man. This is some grown man.
Alright, y'all, here go another one from the intelligent guy, Mr. B. West, Monster Masters.
Say M to the aura, I'm a monstera, something like a dinosaur, call me Reptara, shitting on everything, house and cars, go hard or go home, that's my aura, you might come close but no cigara, fuck around with me, end up with a scarra, guns start popping like bottles at the bar, you end up dead, sayonara, move out the lane when my monster truck come through, grind down the block, breaking shit like kung fu, what's the first and last letters of monster, M to the aura, these niggas imposters, Monster West, that's the new alias, it's obvious I'm not from here, I'm an alien, so I'ma make them scream like they at a concert, cause I'm a motherfucking monster.
Gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert.
Yeah.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
They say I'm a monster, they hear me but don't see me, I'm the phantom of the opera, homie what I'm talking about is proper, this my introduction to the world, I gotcha, look what I turn into when I like them, Freddy, Jason, Michael, but I'm just human, I'm a
psycho,
no jail for me, no I ain't into that, only time you see my Facebook is on the internet, I'm such a beast and these beats be my dinner set, cook it up, I'm hungry, is it dinner yet, I'm the vet in the city, these rookies need to fit, but to this game I'm a rookie, but rookie of the year, he a bookie, I shook him and took all his gear, on the beat with a bully, the east up in here, yeah, I'm screaming Philly, we back, and yeah, I'm reeking and I rap, so let's just leave it at that, I spit crack.
Gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Who really wanna see me? Chance no better than Stevie. Been from TV, occupying your 3D. Long communication, Ouija. You bore me one day after the 12th of Friday. I'm Voorhees. Get so mad cause I kill Mike Myers. Haters in the corner crying your wolf, all liars. I am the truth, the shit when it's showtime. Extraterrestrial encounters of the third kind. When I rhyme, the sky gets dark. You hear that thunder, you hear dogs bark. Bark turn the house, lightning strikes. And y'all in the bed praying for the sunlight. I thought y'all was gangsters, hard, no. Y'all is all wanksters, busters, broads. I don't know why I bother, no competition. So I just beat them to submission, beat them till they bleed, beat them so leave them. Defeat is the aim, they're perfect, I will leave them. When they see him, they know it's no bluffing there. The devil's in me, the husband of Linda Blair.
Gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
King Kong, Loch Ness, scary ass topic. Get Medusa on the track, yeah, I rock shit. Monster, nah, I'm a fucking beast. Tryna coexist, man, don't make me show the teeth. Destroy towns, no back in. I'm a titan, that's how I get it cracking. Blood on the floor, death in the air. Little girls playing double dutch, telling you I'm here. Straight psycho, no bass. Niggas pussy, I can hear it in their heart rate. No escape, I never let you leave.
pull up on your old school whipping Christine. No script, this is real life shit. I'm a real life killer, you a real life bitch. No shit, you can look me in my eyes when this hard flick ends, nigga. Everybody dies.
Oh, I love how that ended.
Stop it. Everybody knows
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the con.
That's the way it's supposed to be. And that is surely what it is. I done took you a long way from home. We on the road to the riches. I can feel it in my bones. We in the zone together. We getting grown. Which means you having the time of your life whenever you moan. And we can go wherever you.
Honest, what up?
What's up, G-Stack?
Stack, baby.
Southwest
the one and
the
only.
Building.
That's right. Bobby Brown, and if you ever been looking for somebody that you thought might ride for you for the rest of your life, and you's a G, or you a girl-ass bitch, you gonna dig this song right here. Let's go.
I'm released from the trials. I gave you an inch, and you took me a mile. I was impressed by the 50-yard line, but you kept going like a daily marathon. And we vibe, our conversation's live. I feel like I could talk to you for hours at a time. Shop talk, we never gossip. You and my boss, so let's switch the topic. My bank account check, let's take a vacation. Different outfits just for your decoration. My heart's racing, a standing ovation. I give you what you want, cause you were so patient. Perfect fit, I wasn't made for another. You know how I am in the streets and undercover. You got me feeling like there's no one above us. So daddy, let me feed you, you know that I need you.
See, I've been all around the world, I've been looking for a girl who won't hesitate to ride for a G.
And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma ride to the tank for an E.
And we can go anywhere you want, shop anywhere you want.
Cause your pockets stay filled with C. And daddy, I'ma stay loyal.
That's the way it is supposed to be.
And that
is surely what it is. I done took you a long way from home. We on the road to the riches. I can feel it in my bones. We in the zone together. We getting grown. Which means you having the time of your life whenever you moan. And we can go wherever you want to go. Whatever you need, I'ma get it for you. I thought you should know. Then I'm a rider, your first-hand provider. No second-hand to thrift stores when I'm around you. All you can rock is don't stick a bonnet and Prada. Christian Louis Vuitton. Shorty know I'm a winner, I'm a monster. All she eats is steak and lobster for dinner. Whenever we in the city, she feel like I'm a forgetting all. That ain't even in my character. You loyal to me, I'm loyal to you. And together we can tear it up. We can run the city, my pockets go to the tippy. Whenever you ride with me, I feel like I gotta do. See, I've been all around the world. I've been looking for a girl who won't hesitate to ride for a G.
And daddy, you ain't never gotta worry about a girl like me. I'ma ride to the tank for an E.
And we can go anywhere you want, shop anywhere you want.
Cause your pockets stay filled with C. You can, I'ma stay loyal.
That's the way it is supposed to be.
I'm the sweetest thing you ever know. You can hold down the throne. I can only play the background. Both of my positions known. We stick to the basics. The time